Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good evening. We welcome you to the PNN Network. We're so grateful for you being here with us today, tonight. We hope that you had a blessed day in the Lord and everything is going good. And if not, if it hadn't been, we thank you, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus for turning things around. Again,
the recording has started.
Again, we say welcome to the PNN Network. We want you to know that we're here, not here just for form or fashion, but we're here with the good news to let you know that God is still in the healing, delivering business. We welcome you here tonight. We welcome you here tonight, and as you come on, get your pen, get your pencils, notify your neighbors, and like Evangelist Bond said, call your enemy. Let them know that the PNN Network is live. We're here to deliver souls. We're here to bring the good news. We're here to uplift your spirits, but most of all, we're here to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We're so glad for you coming back to join us. Thank the Lord for the PNN Network. And we thank the Lord for setting his approval for Minister Bradley to set up this great network that it started out maybe local, but now it has gone global. Oh, my God, it has taken over, I think the last time she counted, it was 59 countries. We thank God for her covering. We thank God for D.D. Taylor, Apostle D.D. Taylor Sr., that gave her the blessing for the PNN Network with the inspiration when she gave him the vision that the Lord had presented it to her. Amen. So, we're thanking God for the late Apostle S.D. James, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, Tina, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., our jurisdiction prelate, our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. We're indeed grateful for all of those, and we thank everybody for everybody that has held their position with the PNN Network. We're thanking everybody right now for our advisors, our prayer warriors, our scripture readers, and most of all, we thank God for you, you, and you. For each and every one of you all that make up this great body of Christ, we're so grateful for you. We're so grateful for you to tune in, get your pens, get your pencils, your pads. Call your friends. Let them know that we are on live and that we're getting ready to start our program right now. So we thank you all indeed for joining us tonight.
Let us begin to thank him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Let us begin to thank him. Let us begin to bless him on tonight. Begin to bless him for his goodness and bless him for his grace. Glory to God. Let's begin to thank him on tonight, people of God. For the Lord is great and he's greatly to be praised. Let's thank him on tonight for his greatness. Glory to God. Let's thank him on tonight for he's awesome. People of God, he's awesome in all of his ways. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just as the psalm says, amen, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, glory to God, and all that he's done for me, glory to God. My soul, hallelujah, My soul cries out, hallelujah.
Muted.
God, I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We give you praise. Father, we bless you tonight. We're coming unto you with thanksgiving in our hearts and a praise on our lips on tonight. Father, we're coming tonight giving you thanks. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, giving you the glory that's due unto your name. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, one by one. We're coming name by name. And Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for the gathering of this, your people. For you know, glory to God, each and every one that you called to this night, according to your divine purpose, according to your divine ordination. And we thank you tonight. And Father, we say, here we are on tonight. Here we are on tonight, glory be to God, not in our own strength, glory to God, but according to your strength. And we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, that you would breathe on us tonight. We're asking, Father, that you would forgive us of our sin. Glory to God, any sin on tonight, we're asking you to forgive tonight. Forgive, glory to God, across the line, across the airways. We're asking you to forgive us on tonight, glory to Moshe. Father, forgive us on tonight, glory to God, but we're not too prideful, we're not too heady, we're not too high-minded, oh God, but we need you on tonight. We need you, glory be to God, and we're asking you to forgive us now. Pardon us of our iniquities, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you will look upon us tonight. We're asking that you will breathe upon us on this night. Father, we're asking that you have created us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God. We're asking that you would have your way. We're asking you to have your way in the midst of us, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to speak, oh, glory to God, speak to us on tonight. Father, for some come for answers on tonight. Some come for healing on tonight. Some come, glory be to God, for so many things. Oh, God, for provision on tonight. Glory to God, we have come. And Father, we thank you on tonight. Father, for we know that you're able to meet every need. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we're coming on tonight. Cares upon you, oh God. Father, for your care for us. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we bless you on tonight. We bless your name, glory to God, with all that is within us. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Father, let praises ring, oh God, from the hearts of your people, from the very depths of the soul of your people on tonight. Glory to God, an unrestrained praise, oh God, because you are so worthy. You are so worthy of every praise. You are so worthy, glory be to God, of the praises, oh God, way down on the inside. And Father, we're coming on tonight. We're coming with praises unto you on tonight. We're coming, glory be to God. Hallelujah, because we know on tonight, oh God, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly, Father, above all that we can ask or think. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you tonight, oh God. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for your plan and your purpose. And we're thanking you tonight, oh God, for you know the plans that you think, oh God, towards each and every one of us. We're thanking you on tonight, for you created us with purpose. And Father, we thank you on tonight, oh God, let your purpose, let it be exacted in us. Let your will, let it be exacted in us. Oh God, cause us, oh God, to walk circumspectly before you, not to the left and not to the right. Oh God, cause us to walk in your righteousness, in your truth, oh God. Hear our heart's desire in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you on tonight. Oh God, we ask you to Lord, oh God, look upon Louisiana tonight. Look upon Mississippi on tonight. Look upon those states, oh God, that have been affected on tonight. Oh God, by the elements, oh God, of the earth on tonight. Father, but we know that you're able to cover. But we know that your blood still works. Father, we're asking you on tonight, Father, to cover in the shield in the name Oh, God, even in the rescue on the night. Oh, Father, save your people. Help your people on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, hear the cries of your people. Oh, God, even in distresses. Oh, God, but when we know, oh, God, that when your people cry, you're here. And we thank you on tonight. Thank you for hearing the cries of your people all over the land. Oh, God, in the Middle East, in the East, in the North, in the South, God, in the continents of the earth. We thank you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight. Father, we're asking that you will save on tonight. Save to the utmost on tonight. Father, we're asking that you save by your Spirit. We're asking you to save on tonight. Father, save and deliver tonight. Save your people, oh God, from whatever situation, whatever circumstance. Father, save on tonight. Save the very natural lives of your people on tonight. Father, cover in your blood. Cover tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, save on tonight. Deliver. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Deliver. Oh, Father, deliver. Father, deliver on tonight. Deliver the souls. Oh, God, from an impending hell. Father, deliver on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for touching the heart. Thank you for touching the mind. Thank you for touching the soul and reviving the spirit of your people. Father, we thank you on tonight. For we are that people, oh, God, that seek you, that seek your favor in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, again, now we say have your way. Father, we say have your way on tonight. Father, we ask on tonight that you would anoint your speaker. Anoint the man of God tonight. Anoint as only you can. Anoint on tonight. Yeah, God, and we say speak. Oh, God, speak to your people tonight. Speak. Oh, God, breathe upon your man servant tonight, Father, and speak. Glory to God. Deliver the answers. Oh, God, that your people are so in need of. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for your glory. Thank you for your glory. Cover him. Shield him now in your precious glory. In the precious name of Jesus. Strengthen even so, Father, for the hour. And for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. And we thank you for your word. Your word that has free course. Glory to God. Your word that has free course. We thank you on tonight. And, Father, we declare, we decree that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. We decree it on tonight. We decree it in the Mahaya. We decree it on tonight, and so it is. We thank you tonight. We thank you for blessings. We thank you for turnaround. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for making a way. Glory to Mama, Yekosha, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for answers on tonight, Father, in every situation, in every circumstance. Father, we say continue to lead, guide, and direct us into all truth. And, Father, we ask you tonight, oh, God, Father, to cover us on tonight. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us, oh God, and we shall be hid. Cover us, oh God, under your feathers. Hide us, oh God, in the cleft of the rock. Hey, God, let us not be sitting targets for the enemies, oh God, but preserve our souls. Glory to God. Preserve our souls, oh God. We commit ourselves, oh God, unto you for your keeping, oh God, for your keeping power. Only you can do these things. And, Father, we exalt you. We exalt your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless Sasabo. We bless your name. Oh, God, we bless your name for all that you've done and for all that you're doing. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you, oh, God. We glorify you on tonight. Oh, Father, we lift your name. We lift your name all over the world. We lift your name, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, now on tonight, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid it so as sons of God. We do declare and we decree that no weapon, oh, God, again against us shall prosper. We thank you tonight, Father. We bring down every tongue, oh, God, that should rise up against us. We bring it down. Oh, God, we speak and we declare, we decree it, and it is so. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. We give you glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, we say, O Bosha, you have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It takes prayer. Glory be to God to take out those things, amen, to break up the fallow ground, amen, and get us ready for the word, amen, for the seed and the sower. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Listen, the Lord got this thing all worked out, amen. We don't have to try to figure it out. Glory be to God, but he got it all worked out, amen. We're preparing, amen, for the precious word of the Lord. Amen. And tonight, people of God, tonight, amen, before the word, amen. Jesus, glory to God. We want you to prepare your hearts on tonight. Glory to God. We're going to be blessed in song on tonight. Amen. Jesus, listen, this is the first convert, I think it was, for on the PNN. Amen. And she remains, amen, she remains faithful. Her and her sisters, glory be to God. We're so grateful, amen, to have with us, amen, always, amen. She remains, people of God, and I'm telling you, that is a blessing, amen. We thank God for her on tonight. We're going to be blessed in song by on tonight, Sister Clarissa Johnson. Amen. God bless you.
Praise God.
Praise it.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fears are gone. And because I know he holds my future and life is worth living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fears are gone. And because I know he holds my future and life is worth living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all my fears are gone, and because I know behold my future.
Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Life is worth the living. Life is worth the living. Glory to God. Just because he lives. Amen. Glory to God. Because why? Amen. Glory to God. We're dead. Amen. And our life is in him. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We give him thanks. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. That's our hope. He is our hope, people of God. He is our hope. Amen. He's our hope for tomorrow. Amen. We see so much going on. Glory to God. And as the scripture declares, everything is going down. Amen. But the word of God. Amen. But we want to find ourselves in him. Glory to God. And because he lives, glory be to God, we live. Amen. We thank the Lord on tonight. God bless you, Sister Clarissa. Amen. Glory to God for availing yourself. Amen. For that beautiful selection. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And people of God, listen, we pray on tonight that you, amen, you got your pen, you got your paper. Amen, Jesus, that you're ready. Glory to God. Again, as we always say, be intentional. Amen. Anytime you're going into the presence of the Lord, be intentional. Amen. Be alert. Glory to God. Be ready. Amen. Bind up. We bind up distraction. Amen. We send it back so you can hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. This is important, people of God. This is our life. Our lives depend on the word of God. Amen. Glory to God, because the scripture declares, man shall not, amen, live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And he sends it through his messengers. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, we are traveling. Amen. We are traveling. Amen. It's been some time, glory to God, since we've been down in Jacksonville. Amen, Jesus. But we're going to teety-totty right on down to Jacksonville. Amen, Jesus, amen, and be with the man and woman of God, amen, on tonight. We thank the Lord, glory to God, coming to us, amen, from Victory Temple Church of God, amen. As we always say, amen, several of our speakers, amen, they are no stranger to us, glory to God, but we just embrace each and every one of them in love, amen, because we appreciate them, amen. Many of them we have not even met, glory to God, but by spirit, that's what's important. By spirit, people of God, not by flesh, but by spirit, amen, we have come to know one another, amen. And tonight, people of God, we want you tonight to be, amen, prepared, get yourselves ready on tonight. Glory to God, again, coming to us from Victory Temple Church of God, amen, there in Jacksonville, Florida. We want you to receive on tonight Bishop Louis Marshall. God bless you, man of God. Press star 6 and come on over on the broadcast side for us.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Praise him. God bless you. We're grateful once again tonight. We do honor God who's out of our life and our leaders. Amen. Our president and Pastor North District Overseer, Pastor Jackson. To Evangelist Bradley tonight, everyone that's in our company tonight, we're so grateful how God blessed us and brought us together once again. Due respect to the First Lady of the Southern District, Mother Marshall, it's good for us to be here. And truly tonight, the song the young lady sang, amen, because she lives, I can face tomorrow. Amen. And we know that Christ makes everything all right tonight. Before we go further, we're going to offer a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for doors that you opened and ways that you've made. Lord, we thank you for this PNN broadcast. We thank you how you bless, continues, how you deliver, how you heal, save. Oh, God, ever encouraged. We're grateful. We thank you tonight. For God, without you, we can do nothing. You made us, and you know all about us. You know our every walk and every step. You know our every thought before it even enter our mind. Have your way continuously. Let all and everything be done that you may get the glory out of our life. Send your word on tonight. Touch, heal, and deliver. And we ever praise and magnify your name. We ask that these and all blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and the eternal Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We're grateful once again to be able to come and be with you tonight. Amen. We want to go to the Word of God. Thank God for the, amen, opening prayer coming through Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Continuously doing the work of the Lord. We're going to go to the Word tonight from the book of Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans, the 12th chapter. You pray with us, amen. Our voice is kind of, amen, cloudy, but scratchy, but nevertheless, we go forth in the strength of the Lord. Romans, the 12th chapter. And we're going to ask our own Mother Marcia, the First Lady, to assist us at this time, if she will begin reading at the first verse.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We, amen. Just strive, going to do, strive to go forth tonight. Amen. Preach, teach. Preach, teach. However God taketh to lead us, amen, we want to give you that which God hath given unto us. Read that again, please.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
That you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Holy.
Holy.
Acceptable unto God.
Acceptable unto God.
Which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world.
Yes.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me.
For I say through the grace that's given unto me.
To every man that is among you. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. But to think soberly.
Yes.
According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Praise God. Paul, the apostle. Amen. He declared the word of God after God had brought him into the family of God. Amen. He began to reach out to other souls. God saved them, sanctified it, filled them with the Holy Ghost. Now he was able to tell someone else about this true and living God. After his experience, amen, on the Damascus Road, when his name was Saul, now God made that miraculous change in his life. Yeah. Can't nobody do that but God.
Yeah.
Amen. Those two definite works of grace, amen, the conversion and sanctification. Amen. God changing that heart, changing that mind. And so now Paul wanted to pass it on to those that would hear what thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's the same way now. Amen. When God does something good for you, amen, you ought to tell somebody else.
Well, yeah.
You ought to give God the glory and the praise.
Amen.
And this is what Paul was doing here, amen, with the people at Rome. Rome, many of the preachers and speakers and, amen, of his time, they didn't want to go to Rome. Amen. They were fearful. Amen. But Paul, amen, declared unto them, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. I'm not ashamed of it. Amen. I'm not ashamed. Amen. And this is where it has to be now. You can't be ashamed of God. Yeah. Amen. You can't say you know him and be ashamed of him. For Jesus declared and said, if you be ashamed of me before this sinful and adulterous generation, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
Glory to God. And see, this is the problem right now. A lot of people are naming the name of Christ, but they have not departed from sin.
Amen.
They have not come out of sin. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They singing the songs and amen. They doing prayers. Amen. But they have not come out of sin. Oh no, they haven't.
Amen.
And so it is. Paul wanted the souls of men to know about this Jesus. Amen. The way of Christ. The pure way of Christ.
Oh, yes.
The holiness of God.
Amen.
Oh, yes. He wanted them to know because he knew now that it was more about Jesus and less about him.
Yes.
Yes, before Christ saved him. Amen. He was one that was beating and binding God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Wanting to cast them into prison.
Yes.
Wanted them to deny, amen, the Lord Christ.
Amen.
But he found out, amen, that it was somebody greater, amen, than he was. Amen. So once again, Paul wanted to pass this on now. And as he had the attention of the Roman people, amen, he began to relate to him. I beseech thee, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
Oh, yes.
Let me tell you something. God's mercy endures forever.
Amen.
But at the same time, God declared and said, my spirit shall not always strive with man.
That's so.
God's not going to beg nobody to be saved or to get saved. But God allowed the word of God to be put out there so that you can be saved.
Amen.
You will be saved.
Oh, yes.
And so Paul, amen, he began to relate it to them. Amen, because he knew it took a complete sacrifice. Amen. People, once again, amen, they're naming the name. Amen. But remember, the scripture tells us everyone, amen, that named the name of Christ, in other words, all that name his name on that behalf, talking about Jesus, amen, they're not going to make it in.
Amen.
Amen. But that's why it takes a sacrifice of present your body. Yes, Christ, amen, he gave himself, amen, that you and I may be saved,
oh, yeah,
that we may be forgiven of our sins.
Amen.
But Christ is asking us, souls of men, to present our bodies,
mm-hmm,
a living sacrifice.
Yeah.
Not just any kind of way. I listened to the evangelist earlier, and she was mentioning about coming before God, the presence of the Lord. Basically, you just don't come before God any kind of way.
That's right.
No, no, no. You want to honor God.
Oh, yes.
You want to recognize God. Yes, you want to thank him for blessing and keeping us another day. Amen. And so it is. Amen. God wants you and I to be able to make that sacrifice like unto himself. So he said, amen.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren.
I beseech you, therefore, brother. I'm going to beg of them, asking you in earnest.
By the mercies of God.
By the mercy of God.
That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
That you present, that means that you giving yourself to God.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, amen, my topic is I belong to God. I belong to God.
Oh, yes.
Wherever you may be tonight, can you say that of a truth, of an earnesty? I belong to God.
Amen.
So I'm going to say, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet,
oh, yes,
I belong to God.
Thank you.
Do you belong to him tonight?
Amen.
Do you belong to God tonight?
Oh, yes.
Have you sold out? Hallelujah.
Glory to
the
God.
Bible said no man can serve God and mammon.
Yes.
Amen. Have you sold out? Amen. Or is this, amen, just something to do in your spare time? Have you sold out to Christ? This is what Paul wanted to get the Roman church to understand and to know. The church of that day, Roman power was strong and great. Mm-hmm. And many speakers and preachers didn't want to go down there in the midst of the Romans and preach Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Same way today. Many people don't want to preach Christ. This is why they got all these other things substituted. Other elements trying to come in and mix with the holiness and the righteousness of God.
Well, yes.
But it won't work.
Amen.
For the Bible says in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace.
Well, yes.
Amen. They that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Amen.
Glory to God. You can't please them in the flesh.
Amen.
But people are trying to walk in the flesh and please God, but it won't happen. So God told us in his word, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
So walking in the spirit of God, amen, in these last days takes a sacrifice.
Oh, yes.
Amen. A utterly sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen. So Paul started out saying, present your body, amen, as a living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to present it, Paul? How should I present it?
Amen. Holy.
Holy.
Acceptable unto God.
Acceptable unto God.
Which is your reasonable service.
Which is your reasonable service, as if to say, that's the least you can do.
Amen.
That's the least you can do.
Yes.
Present your body holy.
Amen.
Not harsh. Holy.
Holy.
And acceptable unto God. Amen. Which is your reasonable service.
Amen.
That's the least you can do.
Yes.
That's the least you can do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen to what Paul was telling them.
And be not conformed.
Be not conformed.
To this world.
In other words, don't be in agreement with this world.
Amen.
Don't be in agreement with this world.
Amen.
Amen. He's the Bible. He that is a friend of the world is enemy with God.
Yes.
Huh? Amen. So it is now. You can't be walking hand in hand with the world.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
The Bible is right. So he said what?
And be not conformed to this world.
Be not conformed to this world.
But be ye transformed.
But be ye transformed.
By the renewing of your mind.
The mind got to be changed.
Yes.
The mind has to be changed.
Amen.
The body is subject to the mind.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why John, I believe 1 John said, love not the world.
Mm-hmm.
Neither the things that are in the world.
Yes.
All that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, is not of the Father, but it's of the world.
Amen.
I belong to God.
Oh, yes.
Hello, my God. I belong to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to his name.
Amen.
I belong to him.
Yes.
Amen. Not just for part-time and past-time, but this is my life.
Yes.
Glory be to God. This is my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Huh?
Yes. That ye may prove.
That you may prove.
What is that good?
What is that good?
And acceptable.
And acceptable.
And perfect will of God.
And perfect will of God.
Amen.
Be ye transformed.
Yes.
That mind got to be changed.
Amen.
What songwriter said, my mind is gone.
Yes, Lord.
That old evil mind I have, my mind is gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Otherwise, the Lord took that old mind and gave me a new mind.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Won't God do it?
Well, yes.
Won't God do it?
Yes, he will.
Do it, Savior. Hallelujah. This is where we're in, that when you make that living sacrifice. Amen. A lot of people are trying to serve God with that carnal mind. And the mind has not been changed, has not been transformed. They're still walking around, amen, with the same mind of carnality.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But Paul knew, see, he knew that was the mind he had before God stopped him,
mm-hmm.
changed his life.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Down there that on the Damascus Road.
Amen.
He knew he had a carnal mind. Yeah. A mind, amen, to other words. fight against the flesh.
Amen.
Amen. I told you, he wanted to beat and bind God's people and cast them into prison. That's the kind of mind that Paul had. Amen. All before he was going to do all of this because of the law.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible says, speaking of Paul, said touching the law, he was blameless.
Oh, well, yes.
Basically said he was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. In other words, he didn't know no evil. He didn't know no wrong. So he had gone and got a letter of authority to beat and to bind God's people and to cast them into prison.
Yes.
Glory be to God. The Bible tells us, amen, he called the people of God, amen, to blaspheme. Amen. And he said, I did it ignorantly.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And now, times and many of the letters that you see Paul write to the churches, Paul would often relate to the brother. I will not have you to be ignorant, brother.
Amen.
Ignorant, which means to not know.
Yes.
Paul was saying, I don't want you not to know. Mm-hmm. This is why I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yes.
Amen. And the Bible says in St. John 8:32,
mm-hmm.
you shall know the truth,
well, yes.
and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
No. It didn't say set you free. It's going to make you free.
Well, yes.
Glory be to God. So it is now. Amen. You have to be able, amen, out of the depths of your soul to be able to say, I belong to God.
Oh, yeah.
And Paul was stressing this so much so, amen, Paul declared and said, this thing was done on the corner.
Amen.
I want everybody to know
what
God has done for me.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Before King Agrippa.
Yes.
Amen. He told King Agrippa.
Uh-huh.
Amen. What God had did for him.
Yes.
And how the Lord had appeared unto him by the way.
My Lord.
Amen. How God, amen, had allowed a light, amen, to outshine the sun in the heat of his strength.
My Lord.
Amen. And God caused him to fall to the ground. Amen. And changed his life.
My Lord.
Amen. God even took Paul's outside at the time. Amen. But Paul, amen, was commended by God to go down to Damascus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God had allowed, amen, Paul to go down to Damascus. And as he went on down to Damascus, amen, he spoke to one of his preachers by the name of Ananias.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Follow.
And when Ananias began to answer the call of God, amen, he told him to go to a street called Straight.
Yes.
And inquire in the house, amen, of Saul of Tarsus.
Mm-hmm.
Said, behold, he prayed.
Oh, yes.
And so when Saul, amen, Paul began to, amen, go there. Amen. And Ananias began to go, amen, and do what God had commissioned him to do. Glory to God. First of all, he was like saying, Lord, amen, he has beat your people. He's been binding your people. Ananias heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
But God told Ananias to go down there. So in other words, I'm not made in my head, servant.
Well, yes.
And I will shew him the things that he must suffer.
Amen.
But tonight, I belong to God.
Well, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I belong to God.
Amen.
Amen. In a day and a time like this. And this is why Paul, amen, was stressing. Amen. And when God has truly changed your life, when God has truly moved in your heart and in your life, you're going to tell somebody else.
Amen.
And so it was. Amen. With Paul the Apostle now. Amen. But then he told King Agrippa, amen, about all God had did for him. Amen. And King Agrippa said, amen, Paul, that almost persuaded me to become a Christian.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
but
God.
Paul began to say the more. In other words, not almost, but altogether.
Yes.
Amen. I would basically say it. I would that you, amen, would become a Christian. This is what happened. When God changed you, God has used, amen, the love of God in you to change somebody else's life.
Thank you.
To change somebody else's heart.
Yes.
God will do it.
Amen.
Glory to God. I belong to God.
Amen.
I belong to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And this is why Paul tonight was able to stress this even to the people at Rome, which many of them didn't want to preach that. Amen. But Paul knew it was important to preach and to teach and allow the souls of men to know You can't serve God any kind of way.
Amen.
You can't half-handedly serve God. You got to give it all unto God.
Oh, yes.
Presenting that body, your body, as a living sacrifice.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. Know that the scripture says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
It's the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Listen to what it said, Paul. He wanted to get the point across. And tonight, amen, likewise, we want to get the point across because people need to know the Lord for themselves.
Oh, yes.
Salvation is personal.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
We may come together collectively as a group, but salvation is personal.
Amen.
Amen. For the Bible says, no man can say that Jesus is the Lord.
Yes.
But by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 The Bible is right.
Lord, uh-huh. Yes. But I say through the grace given unto me.
For I say
through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you.
To every man that is among you.
Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
Look at Paul. Look at Paul. Amen. He's on his own porch. Amen. He knew because that's the way he was in the past. That's where he was. He was thinking himself to be, amen, more than those that he was looking down on.
Yeah.
More than those that he was beating and binding and wanting to cast into prison.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Paul can speak out of experience.
Amen.
In other words, listen to what he said again.
For I say through the grace given unto me.
Yes.
To every man that is among you.
Every man, when it's speaking here, man, is universally speaking, male and female,
mm-hmm.
which is among you.
Not to think of himself more highly.
Not to think of himself more highly.
Than he ought to think.
Than he ought to think.
But to think soberly.
But to think soberly.
According as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith.
Why? Why? Think soberly. Because every man and woman don't have the same measure of faith.
Amen.
Oh, no. And this is why. And the problem. Amen. Many times in the church world, amen, we run into those situations. What do you say, bro, pastor? Amen. People want to be equal to this one, equal to that, like it's a competition going on. This ain't no competition.
Amen.
No. Salvation is for everyone.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And then there are those feel that, well, they're at the level of this one. They're at the level of that one. Not so. You haven't even experienced anything. You haven't even gone through anything to earnestly cause you that much more, amen, to really, really know Christ. Amen. So Paul put it to him, amen, not to think, amen, of himself more highly. Amen.
Than he ought to think.
Than he ought to think.
But to think soberly.
But to think soberly.
According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Look at here. That measure of faith that God has given. Amen. It works in its own self ways with each individual. Amen.
Well, yes.
So Paul wanted this to be made known. But tonight, I belong to God. Belong to God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. When, amen, this is over tonight, will you or can you say it now? Belong to God.
Well, yes.
Not through a handshake. I belong to God.
Amen.
But through and by the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord. I belong to God. Uh-huh.
But as we have many members in one body.
We got many members in one body.
And all members have not the same office.
See what I'm talking about? All members don't have the same, amen, office.
Amen.
All members don't have the same office. Amen. The Bible tells you not to work in the vocation wherein that you're called.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Walk in the vocation wherein that you're called. And then the scripture tells us walk worthy. Walk worthy. Amen. If God didn't call you, amen, to the ministry, amen, walk where God have you at the present time.
Yes.
God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
But many times people are trying to run ahead of God. They're trying to go ahead of him. Amen. And make themselves to be something that they're really not.
Amen.
It won't last.
Amen.
No, it won't last. Amen. You recall Jonah. in the Bible. Amen. He didn't want to do what God gave him to do.
Amen.
But when God got through with it, he's willing to obey God. He was willing to go down to Nineveh.
Amen.
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 Sometimes people, they allow them, their eyes to fool them. Amen. Amen. And it start coming to them so seemingly to be so plain to them. And they say, I can do that. I'm able to do this. I can do that. Amen. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Listen to what the Bible says.
So we being many.
So we being many.
Are one body in Christ.
We're one body in Christ. Amen. Collectively we work together. Amen. Many members, but of the same body.
Amen.
Many members, but of the same body.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God tonight for this PNN broadcast. Amen. Amen. God give some of this. God give some to do that. All for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Yes. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another.
And every one members one of another. But listen what he said.
Having then gifts.
Having then what?
Gifts.
Gifts.
Difference according to the grace that is given to us.
Different. Read again, please.
Having then gifts.
Yes.
Difference according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy.
Whether prophecy.
Let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
Let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Amen. It ain't given to everybody. Amen. To prophesy above the head and all of this here. Amen. According to the proportion of faith.
Yes.
Amen. Everybody, amen, is not at the same level.
Amen.
No. I belong to God.
Yes, Lord.
David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Amen.
I'd rather be a doorkeeper.
Amen.
Amen. It's my name not even called, but just working and laboring in the house of God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Listen, Paul had to put it out there. We're stressing tonight belong to God.
Yes.
Amen. Not another word. The Bible tells us, mark the perfect man and behold upright.
Well, yes.
For the end of that man is peace.
Yes.
Don't mock anyone.
Amen.
Don't mock people. Let God lead you and guide you and direct your path.
Well, yes.
I belong to God.
Amen.
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 And that's what Paul was stressing. Yes, to the Romans. Amen. To the Thessalonica church. To the church of the people that edifice. Philippi, and on and on. Amen. Paul didn't look to mark anyone because God had called him and God had commissioned him. Amen.
Well, yeah.
And remember this tonight. What God has for you is for you.
Amen.
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 But that scripture, I want you to read that again, that sixth verse.
Having then gifts.
Having then gifts.
Difference according to the grace.
Difference according to the grace.
That is given to us.
That is given to us.
Whether prophecies. Let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
According to the proportion of faith. Amen.
Amen.
According to the proportion of faith.
Yes.
So those that God has given, amen, prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
Prophesy means to preach, teach, exhort, or to foretell.
Well, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. But then everybody seem to want to, amen, get in the line of prophecy. That office is not for everybody. No.
Amen.
Prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Read, please.
Ministry? Let us wait on our ministry.
Oh, if you're going to minister, wait on it. Wait on your ministry.
Amen.
Don't try to run ahead of God. Don't try to do something, amen, that God haven't given you to do. Don't try to do it and mark in somebody else.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Once again, what God has for you is for you.
Boy, yes.
And God approve himself.
Yes, he will.
God approve himself to you.
A ministry, let us wait on our ministry.
Let us wait on our ministry.
Or he that teaches.
Or he that teaches.
On teaches.
On teaches. Body is not a teacher. He that teaches, let him wait on teacher.
Amen.
Let him wait on it.
Yes.
That's a knowledge that God gives, amen, to open up the word of God.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
A knowledge that God gives to that soul, that teacher, to open that word ashamed.
Amen.
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes.
Some people are trying to be teachers, and they're not teachers.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
They're like some people, they're readers. They read a lot. But because they're readers, that don't mean that they're leaders.
Amen.
Oh, no.
Amen.
They read a lot. That don't mean that they're leaders. And, amen. That don't mean they can teach. Amen. Amen. This year in our National Pentecostal Ministerial Alliance, which happened earlier in the month of August, amen, the theme was preaching, teaching, and reaching while sheltered in place.
Amen.
Glory be to God. While sheltered in place.
Oh, yes.
Preaching and reaching. Glory be to God. God knows how to do it.
Oh, yes.
God knows who to send to.
Amen.
God knows where, who to put you before.
Amen.
To cause you to know the depth and the length of Christ as a whole.
Oh, yes. Or he that exhorted.
Or he that exhorted.
On exhortation.
On exhortation. People's trying, amen, working out of the calling. But you have to make your calling and election sure.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And so it is. And so it is. Amen. On exhortation.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call themselves exhorted and lose the people.
Yes.
Lose them. And how are you going to get the message across if you lose them?
Amen.
Amen. Tonight I'm talking about I belong to God.
Yes.
I belong to God. Amen.
Amen.
When God is able to take, amen, come into your life and take the life of Christ in you and the person of the Holy Ghost and dumbfound those that have gone to college for years on years for a degree.
Mm-hmm.
God, amen, said took the foolish things of this world to confound the wise.
Oh, yes.
To his name. It's God that does it.
Amen.
It's not you and I.
Amen.
It's God that put it down in us.
Yes.
Amen. I belong to God.
Amen.
Amen. I met a gentleman years, several years ago, a doctor in North Carolina. Amen. He was from Turkey. And that's my mother-in-law, the mother of the church at the time, amen, was in the hospital. He was her doctor. And as he was there, amen, and the evangelist was with me. Amen. As we was there, which was her sister. And she began to tell him about the Lord Jesus.
Well, yeah.
Amen. I stood there. I didn't try to interrupt. I stood there and I was listening. But an opening came that I could speak. And I began to relate to him that much more, even myself, about Jesus. Amen. And it confounded. Amen. He asked me, so what school did you go to? Amen. Based on what said, what college did you go to?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How did you learn all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Then he told me, he said, 99% of the people that's in Turkey are Muslim. Let me tell you something. Jesus died for the Muslim too.
Amen.
They can be saved.
Warrior.
They can be healed.
Amen.
They can be delivered.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
He was astonished. Seeing at the time I was a much younger man. Glory to God. And then he kind of finished up in the room, started walking down the hall. I kind of looked out the door down the hall. He was walking down the hall, looking back. Walking down the hall, looking back. Glory to God. God will work a miracle in your life.
Oh, yeah.
I belong to God.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, mother.
He that giveth.
He that giveth.
Let him do it with simplicity.
Let him do it with simple show. Not for his name to be mentioned 5, 6, 7, 8 times, but he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. Let me tell you something. Do you not know there are some people that give financially? They give in other ways and other means, but they're anonymous givers or donators. They don't even want their name mentioned.
Amen.
They don't even want their name mention where did this come from? Amen. And they may be related to them. Just let them know it's a donation. Amen.
Yes.
They don't want that name to be known.
Amen.
So it's not about a show. The Bible tells us, yes, God loves a cheerful giver. But at the same time, he's telling us right here, if you don't give, let it be done through and with simplicity.
Amen.
Simple. Just simple.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. Just simple.
Amen.
People should know God now. You don't have to try to do anything to cause yourself to stand out or to look superior.
Amen.
All you got to do or need to do is allow Jesus Christ to be in your life.
Amen.
He'll stand out. That's why the Bible tells us, amen, Jesus said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
So it is. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity.
Yes.
Amen. Not making a whole lot of noise. Amen. Not running through the church, around the church. Amen. Said, I did this and I did that. Amen. You started to take the glory away from God.
He that ruleth with diligence.
He that ruleth, let him do it with diligence. Earnest integrity.
Yes.
Earnest integrity.
Amen.
Amen. Reaching out to aid. Amen. To help somebody else. And that one song that stayed with me, amen, amen, if I can help somebody as I travel along this way, then my living shall not be in vain.
Amen.
Help them through a word or through a song, then my living shall not be in vain.
Amen.
And it's all about Jesus. It's all about glorifying the Lord. It's all about giving God the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He that sheweth mercy.
He that sheweth mercy.
With cheerfulness.
Let him do it with cheerfulness.
Amen.
Let him show mercy with cheerfulness.
Yes.
Not sadness. Not with your head hung down. Not with your countenance long and sad. Let him do it with cheerfulness.
Amen.
I belong to God.
Glory.
Thank God for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I belong to God. And this is what Paul was telling the church. Amen. And when the amen churches, he said, rejoice. I say, always rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have need to rejoice in Christ when things are going well and when things seem not to be going well.
Yes.
Because why? Christ said that you are in my hand and no man is able to pluck you out.
Amen.
That's why you can continue to rejoice.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Every day with Jesus. With Jesus sweeter than the day before.
Oh, yeah.
Because you believe and you're trusting that God is going to bring you out all right.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Let love be without dissimulation.
Let love be without dissimulation. What you talking about, Brother Pastor? Let love be without hypocrisy.
Amen.
Let it be real.
Oh, yeah.
Let it be real.
Amen.
And somebody said, whatever you do for the master, let it be real.
Let it be
real.
Oh, yeah.
Let the love of God, amen, be real. Amen. Let love be without dissimulation.
Amen.
And if the love of God is in there,
mm-hmm.
if you belong to God, I belong to God, it's going to be real.
Oh, yes.
Ain't no hypocrisy going to be in it.
Amen.
So Paul is telling the church here, let love be without dissimulation.
Amen.
You ain't got the hypocrite. Jesus gave his life that you and I can live and have eternal life.
Oh, yes.
Let love be without dissimulation.
Amen. Abhor that which is evil.
Stay away from that which is evil.
Cleave to that which is good.
Cleave to that which is good.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Be kindly affected.
Be kindly affected one to another.
With brotherly love.
With what?
Brotherly love.
Brotherly love. Brother, I heard Evangelist mention earlier, but no, we've never met. We've never met only through by the Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
We've never met.
Amen.
Physical and soul.
Amen.
Amen. I heard also mentioned earlier, it says it's been 507 days, amen, being in existence.
My Lord.
Amen. We've never met.
Amen.
Glory be to God. But you see, amen, the Spirit of God is what causes the oneness to be there.
Amen.
What caused the union, unity to be there.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God, amen, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Look here. God loved the world. Amen. It's not about how high or how low one is or may have been. He died for us all.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
He died for us all. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
And the Bible tells, I believe Paul spoke to the Roman church and said, let brotherly love continue. Let it continue. Let it continue.
Amen.
Let brotherly love continue.
Yes.
Amen. Read, please.
In honor, preferring one another.
In honor, preferring one another.
Amen.
God's going to work it out, whatever the situation may be. Amen. Whatever may befall you, whatever come up, amen, you belonging to God, God's going to take care of you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I mentioned, amen, the service the other evening. Amen. Wherein that scripture speak in Isaiah. And it said the Lord was saying, basically, you're the apple of my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever notice an apple, amen, whether in the grocery store, on the shelves, amen, in the market area, if you ever notice the apple, seemingly there's always a shine to it. If you walk away from it, look at it another way, there's always a shine to it. So the Lord declared about his people and said, you're the apple of my eye. Amen.
Amen.
When you belong to God, amen, God's going to take care of you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, he is.
Amen.
God's going to take care of you in a day and a time like this. In my conclusion tonight, amen, are we able? Think about yourselves in the behalf where Christ has died for you and I. We're not trying to take his glory. We're not trying to do that.
Amen.
We're not trying to take his glory. Amen. But think about it, what Christ has did for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. And I'm going to begin about the 15th verse.
But even unto this day,
even to this day,
when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart.
The veil is upon their heart.
Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord,
uh-huh,
the veil shall be taken away.
The veil shall be taken away. The veil. Amen. It will be taken away on the day of Pentecost. Amen. The veil was rent in twain. Amen. People wasn't able to go into the holy of holiest places. Amen. To God. But see, amen, when Jesus, thank you, Father, when Jesus, amen, was hung on the cross, earth got dark. Amen. All of this. And the veil in the temple was rent in twain. And so it is now. Everybody got a chance and an opportunity to come to Christ. Amen.
Amen. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord,
yes,
the veil shall be taken away.
The veil shall be taken away.
Now the Lord is that spirit.
God said the Lord takes the veil away. He takes it away. But the people couldn't see as they ought to see. Amen. People couldn't even think right as they ought to thought. That's why he said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. But when the veil is taken away.
Now the Lord is that spirit.
Now the Lord is that spirit.
And where the spirit of the Lord is.
And where the spirit of the Lord is.
There is liberty.
There's liberty. There's liberty.
Amen.
For the Bible says, whom the Son, amen, it set free is free indeed.
Well, yes.
You're free.
Amen.
You're free, amen, from tricks of the enemy. Not that he's not going to try you. Not that he's not, you resist him. That doesn't mean that he's not going to come back. That doesn't mean he's not going to try to stop you again. But where the spirit of Christ is, there is liberty.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But we all, with open face, beholding as
we all place. With open face. Beholding,
as in a glass,
as in a glass,
the glory of the Lord,
the glory of the Lord,
are changed into the same image,
uh-huh,
from glory to glory,
from glory to glory,
even as by the Spirit of the Lord,
even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, what a change.
Yes, Lord.
What a change Christ makes in our lives.
Amen.
I belong to God.
Oh, yes.
Paul the Apostle declared and said, 2 Corinthians 5:17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, man, universal again speaking, male or female, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. He said, behold, all things are become new.
Amen.
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 They become new. Christ makes you new. All of, that means that you become a new creation.
Oh, yes.
A new creature.
New creature.
A new creature.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
A new creature. Amen. And this is the time now. Amen. If we, amen, that those that may not know Christ and departed of their sins. Amen. Call is going out tonight. The call is going out. What do you mean the call is going? The gospel. The gospel is like a calling. Amen. To the soul.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Where Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Amen.
And he said, I'll give you rest.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. The call has gone out. Glory to God. Somebody said, I may say, but I know him and I'm this and I'm that. Amen. Listen, the call has gone out. In the book of Isaiah, the Lord declared and said, amen, let the wicked forsake his way. The wicked is that person that don't know anything about Christ. Haven't accepted the Lord as that person to see. And then he said, let the wicked forsake his way. And then he said, the unrighteous man is thoughts.
Amen.
And then let him return unto the Lord,
warrior,
and he will have mercy and abundantly pardon. That unrighteous one is the one that name in the name of Christ. Know about righteousness. Know all holiness, but not living it as the Bible says. Amen. God wants, amen, all of you, not some of it, all of you. My wife sings a song sometimes. I give myself away. I give myself away. That's what Paul was stressing in that first scripture. I present, in other words, I beseech thee, brother, by the mercies of God. Huh?
Amen.
Oh, I want you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Give yourself to God wholeheartedly.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Wholeheartedly tonight. In my conclusion, glory to God. With everyone tonight, with everyone that want to give their life to Christ, one that want to rededicate their life to the Lord, one that want to allow Christ to renew them,
yes,
in the spirit of their mind.
Amen.
Glory to God. Anyone that want Christ to be Lord of your life, would that be one tonight? Glory to God. Would that be one? God loves you.
Amen.
God cares for you. He's concerned about you.
Oh, yes.
Amen. That's what his love is all about. Benevolent concern. God is concerned about you. He don't want you to die and your soul be lost.
No, no.
No one.
Amen.
He declared and said, it's not his will that any should perish.
Amen.
But that all should come unto repentance.
Yes, Lord.
This opportunity now. Will that be one tonight? Glory to God. Will that be one? If so, amen, you can match star six and come over on this side where you can be heard. You can match star six and said, I want prayer. Glory to God. Amen. Prayer works tonight.
Oh, yes.
Prayer will fix.
Jesus.
Amen. Won't, but nothing else will.
Amen.
Prayer will do it.
Yes, it will.
I said, I've stressed different times. Prayer has been known to change God's mind.
Amen.
Prayer will do it.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, yes.
Amen.
Prayer will do it. And tonight can be your chance. This is your opportunity. Amen. If you don't know him, you can get to know him. Well, if you know, in other words, know of him, been introduced, you can surely get to know him in the pardon of your sin.
Amen.
Glory to God. Would that be one tonight? Oh, yes.
Amen. Glory be to God. The call has gone out. Amen. And truly, God has made a house call tonight. God is calling you. Amen. After hearing such a word, amen, from the Lord tonight, amen, through his amen messenger, amen, tonight, amen, is there one that wants to receive, amen, prayer? Is there one, anybody, amen, want to answer the call? Because the call has gone out. God is calling you tonight. Are you going to answer, or are you going to continue to ignore God? Amen. The choice is yours, but I belong to God. Amen. Is there one tonight? Amen. The man of God said, Amen. You can come and accept prayer. Amen. Come. Amen. Accept. Amen. The will of God for your life. Amen. I belong to God. Amen. At this time, the altar is open. If there's anyone that amen, wants to accept prayer tonight, amen, accept the Lord as your Savior. You can push star six. Amen. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight that wants to accept prayer? After hearing, amen, a message from the Lord, God sent his servant tonight to come and visit us. Amen. To speak into our lives, letting us know what we must do. Amen. To inherit eternal life. You got to present your body a living sacrifice. God wants all of you. Amen. The man of God said, God don't want part of you. He don't want half of you. He wants it all. Amen. Are you willing to surrender tonight and yield your body unto the Lord? Amen. Is there one on the line that wants to accept prayer? Now is your opportunity. Glory be to God. Amen. If not, the choice is yours tonight. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Amen. Choose life or choose death. The choice is up to you tonight. Amen. At this time, we're going to take, amen, special prayer request. Amen. If we have any special prayer requests on the line tonight, amen, you could come. The line is already unmuted. All you have to do, take your phone off and mute. Amen. Come to the platform and make your request known unto God and man, that we may touch and agree with you in prayer. Is there one tonight?
All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do we have somebody on the platform for a special prayer request? Glory be to God. Amen. This is an opportunity, amen, for you to come and make your request known unto God tonight. After hearing such a word tonight, prayer still works. The man of God said prayer has been known to change God's mind. Amen. When you pray, glory be to God. That's the thing. When you pray, amen, you got to pray. You got to humble yourself. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked way, God says, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Amen. Tonight we come to touch and agree with you in prayer tonight, because we know the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Is there one tonight for prayer? Amen. If not, amen, we're going to pray in behalf of those anyhow, for those that are saved and for those that are not saved, those that know the Lord and those that don't know the Lord, those that belong to God and those that don't belong to God but are yet to come. Amen. So we're going to pray, amen, and we're going to, amen, ask God for mercy, ask God for grace, even to bless his people. Amen. Would you humble your heart with me tonight? Amen. As we approach the throne of grace. Our dear Lord, Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we only thank you right now. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for being God. We thank you for the way of salvation. We thank you, oh God, for the plan of salvation that you have laid out before us this day. Father God, you said in your word, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father God, we thank you for everlasting life tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that you would touch us tonight, God. Oh God, we pray that somebody been touched through the word of God tonight, the word that they have heard spoken into their spirit, into their ears tonight. Father God, we pray that you would touch them, oh God. We pray that you would deal with their heart, deal with their mind. Oh God, let sins be forgiven tonight. Oh God, convict that soul tonight. Oh God, arrest them in the Holy Ghost. Huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, change somebody tonight, huh? Like you did for Saul, huh? When Saul was on his way to Damascus. Huh? Father God, you stopped him in his track. Oh, God, you converted him on the road of Damascus. Oh, God, we're asking you tonight to change somebody, God. Oh, God, stop that man in his track tonight. Stop that woman tonight. Turn that boy's life around. Change that girl's heart tonight. In the name of Jesus. I know you can. And I know you will, Lord. You did it for us. You'll do it for somebody else. You have no respect of person. In the name of Jesus, oh God, all those that call upon your name, you are a rich rewarder to them that diligently seek you. Oh Jesus, we praise you for your word tonight. We thank you for your messenger tonight. Oh Jesus, your word still stands true. Your word is unchangeable. Your word is forever settled in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask you tonight, show us what we must do to be saved. Tell us what you will have us to know tonight. Oh, Jesus, look on the souls of men tonight, those that are on this line tonight, whether by telephone, whether by Facebook, whether by podcast, even by radio tonight. Oh, God, they heard the word. In the name of Jesus, and the word of God will be a witness against them in the day of judgment. If they don't heed to the word of God now, the word will be a witness against them in the day of judgment. Oh, Jesus, you're giving man time, time to be saved. You're giving man time to turn from their wicked ways. Oh, Jesus. You're so merciful, you're so faithful, and you're righteous. You are the righteous judge. You will judge us with righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Stretch out your hand tonight, Lord. Move, move in the airways tonight. Move through the telephone tonight. Oh, God, release your virtue tonight. Let the power of God be released, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch tonight, Lord Jesus. Just one touch from you will make it all right. One touch, that's all we need tonight. We need to feel your touch, Lord. We need to feel your presence, God. Lift every burden tonight. Wipe away every tear from our eyes. Oh, Jesus, over there, there be no more dying. Over there, will be no more crying. In my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus, you said you go away to prepare a mansion for us. You got a place prepared for us, the righteous people, those that believe on your name, those that belong to you. You got a place of peace, a place of serenity, prepared for the righteous, in the name of Jesus. I want to go where Jesus is. I want to go where Jesus is. I want to walk the streets of gold. Oh, God, I heard about heaven. I read about heaven, but I want to see it for myself. I got to make it. I got to make it to that city. If it costs my life, I got to make it to that city. I want to see Jesus. I want to see the man that died for me. I want to see the man that forgave my sins. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. I want to see Jesus, the man that set me free. Glory to your name, God. I want to see Jesus. I want to see his face in peace. I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on up here, come on up. Oh, glory to your name. I want to see him.
In the name of Jesus, the man that looked beyond my thoughts and saw my need. I want to see Jesus tonight. I want to make heaven my home. In the name of Jesus, I got loved ones over there, but I want to make it. I want to make it. Help me to be saved. Help us to do what it takes to be saved. Help us to live a righteous life each and every day. Help us to live a holy life in the name of Jesus. Help us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, unto God, which is our reasonable service. Help us not to be conformed to this world, but help us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Renew somebody's mind tonight. Oh, Jesus, turn somebody's mind around. Turn somebody's mind tonight. Change somebody's heart tonight. In the name of Jesus. Take out the evil spirit and put your spirit within us. Oh, God, cause us to obey your word. Cause us to live like the Bible say live. In the name of Jesus. We belong to you tonight. Oh, Father God, you paid the price way back on Calvary when you home bled and died on the cross. Oh, God, from the sixth to the ninth hour, you dropped your head into the locks of your shoulder, and then you cry with a loud voice. You said, Father, it is finished. I done what you commanded me to do in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you glory tonight. We give you praise for the way of holiness, for the way of righteousness. We thank you for the plan of salvation that had been extended to every creature, to every man, not only for the Jews. You came unto your own, and your own received you not, but unto as many as received you, to them gave you power to become the sons of God. We thank you for God for being able to become the sons of God. You didn't exclude us, but you included us. We've been grafted into the royal family. We've been adopted into the family of God. And we praise you tonight. We glorify you. We honor you tonight with our life, with our body. We glorify you in our spirit in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Oh, God, move tonight. Oh, God, move by your spirit. Let your will be done. Oh, God, work on somebody's heart tonight. Oh, God, encourage your people tonight. Heal the sick tonight. Those that are bearing infirmities, those that are bearing afflictions in their bodies, oh God, help them to glorify you in their bodies, in the name of Jesus. We know when the praise of God go up, we know the blessings got to come down, we're going to send up the praises tonight, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of our test, in the midst of what we're going through, we're going to send up the praises of God. Oh, God, because we know when the praises of God go up, then the blessings, they're going to come down. Send us down a blessing, Lord. We need a blessing. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Enlarge our border, God. Strengthen our hearts tonight through the word of God. We thank you for your messenger tonight. We thank you for the man of God. Oh, God, for the preached word of God. Oh, God, for the life that he lives. For the legacy that he leaves behind. We thank you for your anointed one. Oh, God, we thank you for the transformation that you have brought in his life from earth to glory. We thank you how he stood on your word. He didn't compromise. He didn't take down. But he stood firm on the word of God. And for that tonight, we say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for him being an example to the believers. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the great man of God that you have, amen, given us. Oh God, for a length of time. Oh God, but we realize, God, he has transitioned. from earth to glory, in the mighty name of Jesus, and he's resting in the bosom of Abraham. Oh God, he's where, he's where he want to be, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you tonight. Oh God, we thank you for the life of this man of God tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, those of us that remain here, those of us that are still here, oh God, on this earth, in this earth, God, we pray tonight that you will have your way in our life. Oh God, help us to make it. After all the word that we have heard, help us to make heaven our home. Help us not to miss heaven. Please, Father, help us not to miss heaven, but help us to make heaven our home. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you tonight, God. And we do believe that we will make it. We believe that we're going to make it with the help of the Lord. If we live right and pray on, we too can be just like the Lord someday. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor for the great things you have done. Father God, we pray that you will look on the man of God's wife. Father God, look on Mother Marshall tonight. God, continue to strengthen her, continue to keep her. Help her, oh God, to do thy will. Take her through, God. Your grace is sufficient. Your strength is made perfect even in weakness. We pray tonight that you will wipe away every tear from her eye. In the mighty name of Jesus, you be her comforter tonight. You be her strong tower, her deliverer. You be her anchor tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, look on the children tonight. We pray that you will bless the children, God. We pray that you will give them strength, Lord. Oh, God, help them, oh, God, to realize, Father God, that their father stood for something. He stood for righteousness. He stood for holiness, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that is enough to rejoice. That is enough, amen, to smile and to say, Lord, I thank you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you. Come on, everybody. Open your mouth and thank the Lord tonight. Come on and thank the Lord tonight. Come on and give God thanks. Go give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. God does all things well. God knows what's best. God knows what he's doing. He don't make no mistake. God never made a mistake. Glory be to God. But it is the will of God for us to give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you, God, in all things we give thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus. Take the church through, Lord. Take your people through. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to make heaven our home. Hallelujah. We want to go to heaven. The reason why we live this life, because we don't want to be lost. The reason why we sacrifice, the reason why we pray, because we don't want to be lost. We want to make heaven our home. Help us tonight, Lord. Where we're lacking, help us to pull up. Where we're weak, strengthen us. Where we're discouraged, encourage our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able. We know you got the power. Oh, God, we count it done this night. We praise you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Thank
you. Hallelujah. May the work that I done speak for me. May the work that I've done speak for me. My friend don't understand. May the work that I've done speak for me. May the life that I live for me. May the life I live speak for me. When I'm resting in my grave, and my friends, they don't understand, may the light that I live, speak for me. I'm going to say that one more time. May the life that I live speak for me. May the service I gave speak for me. When I'm resting in my grave, and my friends, they don't understand, may the work that I've done speak for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I can hear Pastor Marshall saying that now. May the work that I've done speak for me. May the life that I live down here on earth, may it speak for me. And may the service that I rendered unto the Lord and unto the people of God, may it speak for me. Glory be to God. Amen. He's going home to be with, amen, to be with the Lord in glory. But thank God, amen, for the legacy and the life, amen, of this great man of God. Amen. Whom God, amen, used in a mighty way. Amen. He said, this is my life. Amen. And truly, he lived what he preached. This gospel that you heard tonight, amen, he said, this is my life. Amen. And truly, of a surety, I'm a witness that this was his life. Amen. He lived it unto the day of Jesus Christ, unto the day that God called him home. Amen. He's going home to be with the Lord. Amen. He's where he wanted to go. Amen. We sing a song that says, I want to go to heaven, but everybody don't want to do what it takes to get there. But this man of God, he made that sacrifice. He gave up everything to follow Jesus. Amen. This is a day of rejoicing. Amen. It's our loss, but it's heaven's gain. Amen. It's our loss. Oh, yeah, we missed the man of God greatly. Amen. He was my bishop. Amen. He was my bishop. Amen. Southern Bishop Bishop. Amen. We missed the man of God greatly. Amen. But it's heaven's gain. Amen. And I'm rejoicing with heaven tonight. Amen. I'm rejoicing with heaven tonight. Because Satan missed another soul that he could not have. Amen. Satan is mad, but heaven is rejoicing. And I'm going to rejoice with the angels. Amen. Tonight. So we give God praise. We give God glory. Amen. Thank God for each one of you. We pray that you have enjoyed. Amen. What your ears have heard and what your hearts have felt this night. People of God, God loves you. God did all of this for you so you could be saved. Amen. I belong to God. Do you belong to God tonight? Amen. Do God belong to you? I belong to God. I'm his and he is mine. We thank God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Coming through. Amen. Our late bishop, the late Bishop Lewis Marshall. Amen. Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. Victory Temple. We thank God for the man of God coming to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Always willing to come and share a word, amen, with us, amen, for amen, or about the Lord. Amen. Like I first stated, he lived his life that he preached. Everything you heard him talking about tonight, he lived it. I am a witness. I watched his life for many years, and all his life replicated was the word of God. Amen. We praise God tonight, amen, for amen. Him, he's resting with the Lord. But let me tell you something. Everything that he said tonight, he's still speaking the truth. May the work that he's done, amen, continue to speak, amen, throughout the earth tonight so that somebody can be saved. Amen. So we just give God praise. We give God glory tonight. Amen. For the great things he has done. Amen. We know to some, amen, this is, amen, a very sentimental, but yet, amen, this is a rejoicing. This is a rejoicing time, knowing that this man of God, he lived for the Lord. He loved the Lord with all his heart. Amen. And God transitioned him from earth to glory. Amen. This is a rejoicing time. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for this great man of God. We thank God for his family. Amen. Lovely family. Amen. His wife. Amen. His companion that he leaves behind, his companion, two children. Amen. But we thank God for them. Amen. We're praying for them. We're holding them up in prayer. Amen. That God will see them through because, amen, this is still fresh. Amen. This is still fresh. This ain't nothing, amen. We're talking about something that happened 5-6 years ago. Amen. This happened, amen, a matter of months. Amen. It hasn't even been a year yet. Amen. Been about 6-7 months now. But one thing about it, God, his grace is sufficient. Amen. So we're holding the family up in prayer. We're giving God glory for them. Amen. We're arm bearers. Amen. One to another. Amen. Pastor Marshall and his wife, they was a tag team. Amen. One preached one night. Bishop Marshall preached one night. Amen. Then the next night, his wife, she'll come and she'll tag. Amen. And she preached the word of God. Amen. Such a beautiful tag team where husband and wife laboring together in the gospel. Amen. But you know what? The word of God must continue. Amen. Mother, amen. Mother Marsha is still going strong. She's still holding on to God's unchanging hand. She hasn't let go of her faith. Amen. She hasn't threw up hands and say, forget this. Amen. I'm not doing this no more. Amen. No. But she yet remains. She's yet holding to God's unchanging hand. Because you know why? She want to make it to where he's at. She's trying to get to heaven. We're trying to get to heaven. And we got to do the same thing. We got to live this life until the day that Jesus calls us home. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We got to live this life to the fullest until the day Jesus calls us to glory. Amen. The thing about it is you just got to be ready to answer the call. Amen. So we thank God for, amen, Pastor Marshall, the late Bishop Pastor Marshall. Amen, for his companion. And I believe, amen, Mother Marshall is on the line tonight if she have not hung up. I believe Mother Marshall is on the line. Amen. If Mother Marshall on the line, amen, we're going to ask you to come to the platform. Amen. Greet the people. Amen. And give us some remarks. Amen. Mother Marshall, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
God bless you, Mother Marshall. How you doing?
Very touching.
Amen. 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 We know. Amen. But the life that he lived, amen. Amen. The word of God is still being delivered, amen, from the man of God. And somebody that may not ever heard this word tonight, they heard the word tonight. Amen. They heard, amen, what they must do to be saved, that they got to present their bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. So, Mother Marsha, we're holding you up in prayer. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you. Amen. If you care to have some words, we know, amen, and amen. But if you care, if not, amen, we do understand at the same time. Amen. So it's up to you. Amen. Amen. How the Lord leads you. Amen. I'm going to yield the platform to you at this time.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I do give praise to God tonight for his unspeakable gift of love. Amen. To Evangelist Bradley. Amen. To Minister Emmanuel. To everyone that's on the line, thanking God for the word coming forth as it is forestated. Topic, I belong to God, and as I mentioned, very touching message, and just to hear his voice on the line. Amen. Truly, yes, he's missed, as before stated. I must go on, and I'm yet looking to Jesus, yet holding on to God's unchanging hand, and yet desiring your prayers. Amen, because I belong to God. As we sing the song, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, I belong to God. Amen. And
amen.
I just desire continue to pray much for me and the family. Amen. And thank God for everyone that's on the line and those of you that have been lifting me up in prayer. I appreciate it and I thank you. And continue to lift me up in prayer because it is my desire, it is to please God. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Marshall. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the strength that God has given you. Amen. Through it all, amen, one day at a time, God, amen, will see you through this. Amen. And God heals. He's going to wipe away every tear from your eye. Amen. I know he will. Amen. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Amen. I know he did it for me. And he'll do it the same for you. So we're praying for you. We thank God for you. Amen. People of God, let's hold Mother Marshall up in prayer. You may not know her personally, but you know her name, Mother Marshall. Amen. She is the wife, amen, the companion of, amen, Bishop Marshall, the speaker, amen, that you heard tonight. This is his companion, amen, that he leaves behind. Amen. God called Bishop Marshall home. Amen. Amen. About, amen, October. Amen. One night, he began to take flight and leave, amen, out of here. Amen. Going, amen, to meet the Lord. Amen. And God, amen, he did a quick work. But one thing about it, God, he was ready. Amen. There ain't nothing, amen, you can do or it ain't nothing nobody can do to stop, amen, when a person is ready. Amen. When a person is saved, when they got the Holy Ghost, amen, this is their life. This is what they're looking forward to. We're not just saved to be saved and don't, amen, don't want to leave here. Amen. But when we die, we got to have a destination. Our soul is going to go somewhere. Amen. Amen. But I want to go where Jesus is. Amen. And this is why we live this life, because when it comes our time to die, amen, it's good for us to know where we're going. Amen. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, amen. This is, amen, amen. This is a time of rejoicing for everybody. Amen. The people of God, those that knew Pastor Marshall, oh, yeah, we miss him. Amen. We miss him dearly. But you know what? This is a time of rejoicing because why? He's where he wanted to go. Amen. He wanted to be with the Lord. Amen. This is a time of rejoicing. Amen. This is enough to encourage our hearts to know that he made it. Amen. I can hear the Lord say, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Glory be to God. Don't you want to hear the Lord say that about you? Amen. I want the Lord to say that about me where I can live this life till I live this life till God is so pleased. And God will say, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Amen. But we got to live this life. I belong to God. So we thank God, amen, for this opportunity, amen, just to come and, amen, speak on behalf of, amen, this great man of God, amen, Pastor Louis Marshall, amen. He was one of our, amen, speakers on the Prayer News Network, amen. But God, amen, transitioned him, amen, from earth to glory. But thank God he left his wife behind, amen, to continue, amen, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she's doing that too. Through hard trials, through tribulation, she's yet preaching the word of God. God has given her strength to stand on his word and to know for God I live and for God I die. Amen. She just came back from, amen, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, just this weekend. We had our ministers, amen, National Pentecostal Ministerial Alliance, amen, in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, just this weekend. Amen. The woman of God went. Amen. Her husband was the president of this convention. Amen. But she went, amen, and stood in his stead. Amen. She's the vice president. But she stood strong. She stood tall. Amen. Through weakness, through sadness, through it all,
she was able to do what thus says the Lord. Amen. Don't you know God will give you the strength? When you can't go on, God will carry you through. Amen. So we just thank God for this night. Thank God for each and every one of you. People of God, we thank you for your patience. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. We're soliciting your prayers. We're asking you to pray, amen, for the Marshall family, Mother Marshall, whom you just heard, amen, was the companion of Bishop Marshall for over 40 years. She was married to the same man, amen, for over 40 years. Amen. But God is still good. Glory be to God. Amen. This world is not our home. We did not come here to stay. One day, you and I, we got to leave too. But the thing about it is, how are we going to leave? What kind of condition are we going to be in when the Lord shall call us? Are we going to be saved? Are we going to be sanctified and have the Holy Ghost? You can't rise without the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Or are you going to leave empty without having Christ in your life? I choose the Lord tonight. Amen. So we thank God, people of God, for this broadcast. Amen. We want to encourage you to get a copy tonight, amen, of this broadcast. We're going to give you two numbers where you can reach out and text us to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. The first number is 229-529-0914. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at 229-529-0914. Also, to all of our international listeners, this broadcast is global. Amen. This broadcast is going all around the world. This word of God has been spread all around the world tonight. Even, amen, into, amen, the other parts of the world. The four corners of the earth. Amen. So all of our international listeners, amen, if you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, you want to get a copy, you want to listen to the word of God over again, we're going to ask you to text us by using WhatsApp. Text us by using WhatsApp. And the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling from other countries, the other part of the earth, the world, you can text it by using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Amen. And we will get you a copy of tonight's broadcast. When you get the copy, we pray and ask you that you please don't keep it to yourself, but share the gospel, amen, with somebody else. Somebody else needs to know what they must do to be saved. Amen. So we thank each and every one of you for your prayers, your support. Amen. Even for you being a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Thank you for being on this journey with us. Amen. Without you, there will be no us. Amen. So we thank God for you and God placing you in our path and in our life. Amen. People, God loves you. Amen. And God is concerned about you. God will have it that you be saved tonight. If you're not saved, we want to encourage you to get saved. Get to know the Lord. Amen. The call has been made. Amen. Answer the call before it's too late. Amen. Those of you that are saved, amen, stay saved. This is no time to backslide. This is no time to walk away. This is not a time to throw in the towel and say, I give up. Don't give up, but go on. In Jesus' name. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. We'll be back on tomorrow night. The Lord shall stay the same at 9 p.m. Meet us back here on tomorrow. Amen. We look to see you then. Heavenly Father God, we bless you. We glorify you. We thank you. Father God, we depart from this line, but never from your presence. We pray that you will continuously be with us. Put a hedge around about us. So God, shield us from danger seen and unseen. Bless our visionary tonight. Bless every advisor. Oh God, bless every listener tonight, those far and near. Look on Mother Marshall, God. We pray for strength. Oh God, bear her up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for what you have done this night. We thank you for what our ears have heard and what our hearts have felt. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Until we shall meet at that point in time and hour, we count it done. In Jesus' name, amen and thank God. People of God, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. We will be back on tomorrow night. We love you. but God loves you best. Be blessed. We love you. In Jesus' name. Good night, everyone.
This session is no longer being recorded. Has started. This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.